So, Priya, being sheltered by Krishna. You know, if you turn to God, give, you know, your life to God, put yourself in the hands of Goddess and God, say, here I am at your service, and that's it. You continue like that. And of course, God takes care of you. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, if I do that with any, you know, powerful and opulent person who is also a good person, just even a human who is good, ordinary, normal, I mean, virtuous. If someone comes to such a person and says, here I am your servant, do whatever you want with me, engage me in whatever service you want, give me instructions and I will follow, I belong to you, then of course you would take care of that person, right? As you take care of a child or a friend. So you do this to God, who loves you anyway. Then of course, I mean, the only problem that has been there is that you didn't love or thought so. I mean, just forgot and got too entangled in all this, running around and playing in this material world. All the cool things you can do here, when you forgot God, or then, you know, when it really gets weird is when you deny God's existence and it's just all, you know, we are on top of it all. I mean, come on. So, but I heard there are just like 10% of the population of Earth to think like that. The rest of us, of course, we are souls, not just bodies, and God is there, some form or another, or maybe you prefer to think no form, I mean material form, but presence, person, where some think not in person, they think person is material, but someone alive and conscious and able to interfere with our lives as well, right? I mean, otherwise we can interfere with each other so much. So if God couldn't, then what in the world, what kind of God is that? So, I mean, really, just that simple point in itself. And I've been telling it several times here that my first experience of that was when I came to the conclusion by logic and reason and scientific method, you could say, that this materialistic, physicalist science, quote unquote, just doesn't hold up. No. So there I was, and I spoke to God. If you're here, you definitely hear me. And yes, such as often is the case when people speak to God, I need help. But for me, that was more like answers to this existential question, or what am I going to do with my life? I was 22. Felt I'd done it all, seen it all. So I just spoke to God and I got an answer. From now on, I'm always with you. Don't worry, you're taken care of. And if someone now is sneering and saying, oh yeah, yeah, another one of those, seeing the light and... miracles. But I can just testify with my life to this very second I'm speaking that promise has held up, has been followed, and that presence of God in my life, and now I know I start to sound like I say Krishna. Bhagavan has been there all along since then. And what a difference that made. And it's not about, you know, joining a religion or this. I never liked religions, I still don't. I just want to live in reality. And this is, you know, okay, you find it in these books and Bhagavad Gita and so on, this old, it's not because they are books that someone rubber stamped as holy, but people who are in that reality, who are much, much farther than I or we are, most of us, I guess, on that path and that relationship with God, and seeing and being in and experiencing reality as it is, or much closer to what it is. I would say the Bhagavad Gita as it is, I mean, it's reality as it is. I've written books, they were written in, these Bhagavad Gita written in Sanskrit thousands of years ago. And the reason I can still buy it and read it today is because, yes, the knowledge given there has stood the test of time. So yeah, it's really just as simple as that. We are all of us eternal atmas, eternal conscious living beings. Satchitananda, we are eternal, we are clear consciousness. I mean, we are also knowledge seeking and wisdom seeking, and we want to understand. And and Ananda, we're enjoyers. A natural state of being. You know, some they want to find themselves. And, but when you have found yourself, your natural state of being is to be happy. To enjoy life. And of course that's what we're all trying to do, but if we try to look for that happiness in the wrong place, or, you know, in dreamy illusions that last for a while but then are gone, well, we know how that is. It's good for a while and then here today, gone tomorrow. So, trust me, and Krishna promises there in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you look at the Mahabharata, It's a nice, very nice Indian. Used to be a television series in India in the 80s. Yeah, I mean, production quality today is so-so, but good actors, good, and the story. Oof, it's, again, old wisdoms. Not just someone sitting talking wisdom, but, I mean, epic. So here we are, and we can take advantage of them. One chapter there is the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says exactly what I started saying here, that if you take shelter of me, I'll take care of you, I protect you. He even says in the end of it, Sarvadharman Parityaya Mayami Kamsaranam Raja. You give up all these religions and all of that. Just take shelter of me, God. I'll protect you from everything, all this, whatever problems there may be. So yeah, that was all for today.